Chilliwack's Ihor Vares was one of the last ultra-runners left in one of the world's most grueling marathons, as of Thursday morning, March 21. A photo has emerged of Vares passing by Lazarus Lake, creator and director of the Barkley Marathons in the East Tennessee's Frozen Head State Park, about to start the fourth lap of the race. In the photos, Lake holds up a Ukrainian flag, seemingly urging on the runner who came to Canada from Ukraine, and only recently took up ultra-running after meeting his neighbor. That neighbor happened to be accomplished ultra-runner Gary Robbins. There is very little information shared about the race each year until it starts. This year's race started in the pre-dawn hours of March 20. It's commonly known as, the race that eats its young. Runners are not able to use GPS, and must rely on maps. Only 17 people have ever even finished the marathon, which involves old-school navigation and has strict rules, including no littering. It's difficult to even be accepted as a participant, but Vares has made his way to the Barkley Marathons by winning, or nearly winning, multiple races of late. Vares won the Hurt 100 in Honolulu earlier this year, alongside fellow Chilliwack runner Andrea Terrez. He was also the second last man standing in the Biggs Backyard Ultra last year, another very difficult creation of Lake's. There is very little information available about the race as it unfolds, except for one person who offers updates via Twitter, Keith Dunn. And as of 11 a.m. on March 21, only 12 people remained in the race, according to Keith Dunn. Of note, Vares lost the Biggs event to Harvey Lewis. Lewis was also one of this year's Barkley runners, but dropped out after two laps. He has also been sharing information about this year's iteration of the course on his own social media. Watch this website for race results when they are available. Read more. Two Chilliwack runners win Hawaiian Ultra Marathon.